good.
All right, to make a lamp burn, you have to screw in a...
A wick?
Well, a modern lamp that you plug in.
Oh. Light bulb, you screw a light bulb in, but we still got some of them kind of...
Do you?
We can use coal all the way.
Do you use them?
Yeah, whenever the lights go out with this.
Let's not.
Keep it on all the time, we're ready. So we just, all we gotta do is strike a match and light it. It don't give as good a light, but it gives a light.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it is.
I should think. nails are kept in,
most of this, they come in a keg. Used to be coming a keg, but they got to where they put them in paper boxes now. Mm-hmm. You can't hardly get a nail keg.
They're hard to find.
You don't hardly find a nail keg.
If you don't have a clothes dryer and you have to hang out your clothes to dry, to carry them from the wash out to the line, you put them in a...
We used to carry them in a hamper basket, something like that.
The metal rings around a barrel are the
hoops.
Right. Something put in the top of a bottle to keep the contents from spilling out.
A cork.
Fine. Now, is this always made out of cork?
Yeah, most always.
Would you ever call it a cork if it weren't cork?
No, you'd call it a stopper.
Okay. there's a musical instrument. You might have had one when you were a child, or maybe you still do, that you blow on.
Harp, a little harp, French harp.
Okay. And there's another one similar to it that you twang.
Oh, that's a juice harp.
Oh, okay. Did you ever play one?
Yeah.
Can you play one now?
Well, I ain't got no teeth now. You got to have teeth to blow a French harp.
Oh, really?
Either one. But I'll dance half the night and blow the harp, the whole harp in one hand and the girl in the other.
Oh, really? Harp for the music. Oh, my word.
Shoot. And rode 20 miles many times after leaving a girl's house at 12 o'clock at night coming home.
Is that right? In a buggy?
On
a horse? Buggy,
on a horse. You got the leading part down because of the cold. You couldn't step on
him. Really? How did you take a girl to a dance on a horse?
Oh, we just went to her house. Usually. We didn't.
Oh, it was? You didn't put her on the horse?
No.
In front of you or anything?
I just go to her house. And if you carry a girl, you can't put them out. Have a buggy and carry her along.
Oh, I see. You real nicer to her than
yeah, when I asked her if she wanted to be Miss we was riding in an old buggy.
Is that right?
That's right.
How sweet. I guess in those days you parked in buggies rather than in cars.
Yeah.
You can't. Well, kept going. You just trained your horse to go slow.
Had to hurry home.
Had to get home by my clock. Really?
Yeah, awesome.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're talking about to go about driving nails. What you use to drive in. All right, now what's a mallet?
A mallet is we use that. You ever hear of a fro?
Not really.
Well, that's what you make boards with to put on a house.
Fro.
Drive them out, and you take a mallet, you know, and you hit that to keep that metal from battering. If you hit it with some steel hammer or something, like that metal would get all battered up, you know, and your fro wouldn't go on down through there. Well, you just hit it with a wooden mallet.
All right, now I said I was going to ask you about wagons and buggies, so get ready. The part of a wagon that goes up between the two horses
is a tongue.
And the parts of a buggy that go up on either side
is a shaft.